This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump telling GOP leaders he believes Republicans will take back the U.S. House in 2020, but they have to become, as he's been saying in recent days, the party of health care.
Essentially, what I'm saying is we're going to come up with a health care plan. We're not going to vote on it until after the election. We'll all promise it's going to be our first vote. Because we blew it the last time, man.
At the Republican Congressional Committee dinner, the president also joked about allegations from women being made against Joe Biden.
I was going to call him. I don't know him well. I was going to say, welcome to the world, Joe. You having a good time, Joe?
Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting two more women are making allegations of inappropriate conduct against Biden. It brings the total number of women making accusations against the former VP to four. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice.
People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care.
It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
History made in Chicago as Lori Lightfoot was elected mayor yesterday. She'll be the first African-American woman to hold that office and also the first openly gay person to be mayor of the Windy City. She told supporters last night after defeating the Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle.
This is not us versus them or neighborhoods versus downtown. We are in this together and we will grow together.
The former federal prosecutor will be sworn in on May 20th. Republicans are accusing Democrats of using Senate rules to essentially oppose all of President Trump's nominees. So today, Senate Republicans are going for the so-called nuclear option to get hundreds of nominees approved, changing a rule and cutting the time for debating nominations. New figures show cigarette sales in the U.S. fell 8.8% last month compared to a year earlier, the 20th straight month. Cig sales are down in the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A detention hearing set for April 8th for a Chinese woman who apparently bluffed her way into President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort last weekend. We get more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A little after noon on Saturday, Yujing Zhan, according to court documents, approached the security gate at Mar-a-Lago and presented two Chinese passports. She said she was going to the pool. Due to language difficulties, club security officials mistakenly thought she was a relative of a club member who just happened to have the same last name, and they allowed her to enter. Once through another checkpoint, she told the receptionist she was there not to go to the pool, but for a Chinese-American friendship event. But there was no such event. The receptionist quickly notified the authorities. She was arrested and charged with trespassing. The Secret Service says she had four cell phones with her, along with a laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive which contained malicious malware.
And the European Space Agency says it's getting ready to show the first ever photograph of a black hole. It'll unveil that photo of Sagittarius A next week at press briefings being held around the world, a week from today, in fact. Space experts say the image is likely to be a photo of the event horizon, which would be the edge of the black hole where light cannot escape. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the job just keeps on getting bigger, doesn't it, huh? Do we have a country to save or what? I'm telling you. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Okay, let's take a look at, we've got a lot of exciting things coming up today. Jenny Beth Martin, of course, from the Tea Party is going to be with us talking about, what a lot of people across the country are feeling like. Wait a minute, when are these people going to be held accountable for all the money that it cost us for this Russian delusion collusion chase that's gone on? And of course, you got Democrats wanting it right away. We want it now, get us the Mueller report. Well, they know it's a process, but you see, this just flames up their base as if, as if Bill Barr is sitting there in the corner just kind of laughing, holding back the paper and not wanting to, papers, I should say, and not want to share the Mueller report. They understand it has to go through a process. I mean, if it was the other way around, they would be circling wagons around the report and telling Republicans to calm down. This agitation that takes place. But I think most of America understands that it's all a muse. They just get all excited. Look, we get a report. You got a rough idea, which Bill Barr, I thought, was pretty quick to get, a four-page summary, kind of an executive summary of what was going on. Of course, it's not enough because the Democrats didn't have anything that they could stick their teeth into. And, interestingly, they're the only ones making noise. The media, has kind of backed off because they've gotten a black eye on this. Most media types have said, look, it's not a good day for the media. I mean, we really got exposed big time. I mean, we're hyping this thing in spite of what Jake Tapper would want to believe, which Mick Mulvaney, I thought, was very cool about. He goes, well, yeah, if that's, that's what you want to believe, more or less, let's pretend, I'll pretend with you if that's what you want to do. But trying to insist that, no, they didn't say anything prejudicial about the report as if they were objective. Well, this is the thing. It just shows you just how off the mainstream media is. I mean, they really believe that they're providing a service to the country. And I wonder what they think about in the back rooms when they're looking at their ratings and see how they, how they've fallen off. I mean, wow, the floor really fell in on them, when the report came out, because the people said, wow, why am I watching you? I mean, this is like a fantasy. I guess if I want to waste my time, you're really not providing a service. You're really not giving good news. I mean, keep in mind what the job of journalism is. It's to document history. You really, I say you, but it's the succeeding generations are demanding you know, for their own sake of historical value, are demanding an account, an objective account and history of where we are. And dare I say, boy, this decade especially, if not the last couple of decades, have been so prejudicial. It's like, okay, where are we going to find the truth? Where are we really going to understand what happened at 9/11? You know, even the Kennedy assassination, I keep saying, you know, we can't even figure that out. I have some dear friends and attorneys, you know, they go, oh, you're one of those conspiracy guys. Well, you know, the facts, as you say, the way they're presented, lead me to the, spiritual realm, because it begs more questions than answers. You know, you just cannot have a guy who is a marksman in the Marine Corps, being a former Marine, I know this, hit three kill shots, excellent kill shots, you know, from a perch with a $29 rifle. I mean, it just doesn't happen. I mean, like the way they would want us to believe. And then, of course, the rest of the whole situation, you know, a loose bullet found on the gurney, you know, the way the president's body was surrounded wasn't, you know, as evidence, it wasn't protected, you know, in a way that it should have been protected, so that evidence is, you know, is controlled. The handling of the whole deal. And, you know, I still question, you know, President Trump. Remember, President Trump said, oh, he was going to release everything. Once and for all, America was going to know what happened with JFK, and all the files were going to be released. I mean, here we are yelling and screaming about the Mueller report, some anyway. And we can't even, you know, all these years later, the Kennedy assassination, we can't get the full report. He started to release some. And my question is, why did he stop? Why did he release, I think he released something like 2,000 pages or something. There's probably a million more yet to be released. But why did he stop? You know what? We're little kids. We can't handle the truth. We don't, you know. Somebody's trying to protect themselves. The deep state really goes deeper than we expect. And that what some have suggested, that, you know, this was an inside job, that this would compromise our intelligent agencies, that would make us look no more than you know, any other third world country that wanted to get, you know, a political figure out of the way. I mean, was the president threatened in some way that caused him to stop releasing us? I don't know, just questions that you ask about this stuff. So here we are, we're going through all this exercise about the Mueller report. And the Democrats know. They know that you cannot turn this stuff around, that things, it's going to take some time. I mean, this is, after all, what we went on almost 700 days, 675 days. I mean, Grover Norquist is going to be coming up in a bit and going to be talking about, you know, the expense, you know, how much it cost the people, us, to take down a duly elected president. You got 19 lawyers from the Mueller investigation. You got 40 FBI agents, about 500 witnesses, 500 search warrants, 2,800 subpoenas, all Mueller investigated related, combined related House intelligence, Senate intelligence, and judiciary hearings, 28, and dare I say even counting, combined related reports issued, 3, combined related lawyers, 31. Okay, the Mueller investigation cost through September of 2018, $25,215,853 for those that are counting. And then the combined funding for House Intelligence plus Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committees of the 115th Congress alone, okay, we're not even talking 116th so far, $41 million, almost $42 million. So you're talking a grand total, $67 million is what this cost us. This search for windmills like Don Quixote. And after everything was said and done, as I said earlier, we just should have listened to Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok said, yeah, there's no Russian collusion. But, you know, that wasn't good enough because, you know, in that pile of manure, there's a pony down there somewhere, and the Democrats wanted us to spend all this money. And it was bad enough, the money. But, you know, with the resources and everything involved, what could they have been doing for the betterment of our country? How much better? I mean, here it is. We elected a president to come in and turn the tables upside down on this bureaucracy. How much more could have been affected for the greater good of this country and getting this country back on track if the president of the United States, all his men, and dare I say, the opposing party, thought of America first instead of their own personal desires and their party? How much more could we have accomplished? And look what was accomplished in 2.5 years with his hands tied behind his back and him trying to fight this battle while he's trying to get this country on track. Just think about that.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We'll be right back. silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
You know, when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, when it all comes down to it, it's about our freedom. I mean, this is why people want to come to America, because of what it stands for, even in spite of all the encroachments and the things that would take away from our freedom, like socialism and that. But that's another conversation and a longer one, and which it shouldn't be, because there's enough history that you can look back on. Again, documenting history, you can look back on enough history to tell you that socialism is not the way to go, because what are you going to give up in the long run? I mean, your freedom? For the sake of, you know, somehow you want to level out the playing field. You want to engineer and make it fair. And this is according to you. I mean, who says things are supposed to be fair? And how is it supposed to be fair? Okay, so you're going to be the judge and jury of what's going to be fair, as opposed to somebody who picks themselves up by their bootstraps and works their butt off and goes out and creates something that is some value to the marketplace, and they get dutifully rewarded. But there are those that say, okay, that seems almost fair that you should be rewarded for all your hard work, but only so much. You know, you should only be awarded X amount, not all the amount, because, again, you want to be the arbiter of somebody's success. I guess that's the way it works in their estimation. But what happens when you start doing that, you offer disincentives. And this is what happened. I mean, in the early, let's go back. Early days when the pilgrims first came here, they thought socialistic. Hey, we're all in this boat together. Let's make it work together, and, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, the people that worked went out and worked the fields and had food for them. And then the arbiters there said, hey, we got to be fair. You know, we've got a common purse here. We're all working together. So we all share of, the selected group of people's hard work. Well, you imagine the people who were lazy got lazier, because why did they have to work? There was no reason for them. And the people, you know, who are working harder, and they're going, wait a minute, what is this? You know, this guy's, he's strong enough. I'm out there busting my pick, and this guy's kicking back, and he and his family are reaping off my benefit. That's not fair. So then they decided, they said, okay, better way to do this is that we're going to give everybody a parcel of land, and we'll let them farm their own land and fend for themselves. Well, guess what happened? The output went up. Things were much happier. And the lazy people decided and realized, hey, if they were going to eat, well, go figure. Bible said that. If you're going to eat, you got to work. And so they took care of that experiment fairly quickly. It resolved itself, I think, within a year, within a planting season. They figured that out. But here we are all these years later. And again, you get people who say, oh, it's got to be fair, you know, and let's talk about, spreading the wealth. Well, this is a very dangerous concept, because this is the way it started in Venezuela. All seemed like a good idea on the surface, and look where they are now. And you say, well, that's Venezuela. I mean, that's what all socialists say. You know, that's an exception, you know. Well, you know, it's interesting how that exception continues to reproduce itself and repeat over and over again. Same thing. You know, you just put it in the washer, throw in the laundry, you know, and spin and repeat, and just keep doing that over and over again until you have nothing left and you're eating out of the back of garbage trucks, which I think is quite ironic, because that was the president's job of Venezuela before he became president. Interesting, huh? That he's got his own people eating out of these trash trucks as the trash trucks are going by. I mean, you can't, it's incomprehensible to think how far Venezuela's fallen. I mean, here is at one time, you know, one of the wealthiest states in South America. And now, because of socialism, it is a disaster. And it's heartbreaking, you know, to watch what's going on with these people. And the same thing that's happened in these Central American countries, where people are storming our border. And you get these social engineers that think they know a better way, instead of finding solutions. You know, their solution is, we'll just, you know, look at it through a political lens. And we'll just open up the gates and, will let everybody come in, storm the village here, and President Trump, you know, should just take it and not do anything about it. When one of the reasons that he was elected was because he saw the problem. Others saw the problem as well. The Democrats have ignored it. Other Republicans have ignored it. He said no, because he's a fixer. He's a businessman, and this is what businessmen do. They see a problem, they fix it. So everybody's all upset because he wants to fix this problem. And meanwhile, instead of, you know, putting their effort and their shoulder into the problem, they just keep putting sticks in his spokes and cause, whether it's a, you know, a judge, an activist judge, you know, the Democratic Party. You know, what are their solutions? You know, oh, we can't have a wall. Well, there's much more to this. I mean, it's not that the president is stupid or anybody else is stupid to figure out that it's a comprehensive issue. But there's policies that continue to promote this. This is what Secretary Nielsen was saying last night, is that, you know, it's absolutely insane. We're smarter than this. But, you know, for the sake of, you know, partisanship and partisan politics, we continue to fool ourselves. And instead of taking care of the problem, you know, we're going to have, you know, they're saying this year we're on track for a million, you know, a million immigrants, you know, migrants coming in, and they're illegal. And what does it mean when they're illegal? You know, it's amazing. I mean, and California's answer is, well, we should just not look at the fact that they're illegal. We have to look at them in terms of humanitarian terms. And I can appreciate part of that logic, that you want to take care of people who are coming in here, but they're illegal. And so what you're doing is you're taking money that belongs to the legal citizens who have contributed, and you're assigning it to an illegal problem. And what you do is you get more illegality, you're not getting less in the meantime. But that doesn't seem to be a problem, because the Democrats, the Democrats are like these people who say, they know no end to the people's money. So what if we're bankrupt? That's okay. We, you know, we'll get money. Either the feds or somebody else will give us money. We'll just keep spending money, and it doesn't matter. There's no accountability. And, you know, and it sounds nefarious when you consider and you think, well, why would they do this? What is their ambition? Why would they want a bunch of illegal people here? You know, some people have concluded that the only reasonable consideration is that these are future voters. You know, if you let all these illegals in, you give them a chance to vote, who are they going to be grateful for? They're going to be grateful to the party that welcomed them in, gave them money, accepted their illegality, not the other party that was trying to protect the remaining citizens to say, whoa, wait a minute here. You know, this is out of control. And, of course, we've been asking, okay, what's the number? I mean, forever it seems like we've been talking about, well, 11, 13 million illegals already in the country. They don't even know. Secretary Nielsen flat out, yes. Tucker Carlson says, how many? What is the real number? Well, we really don't know. I mean, it could be 20 million. I mean, this is an absolute disaster. And, of course, we try to talk about, you know, the sex trafficking that's taking place, the drug running. You know, we've got a drug crisis. I mean, this is insanity. But the Democrats cannot come along this because, you know, they can't come alongside this problem and say, hey, let's solve this together, because their self-interest is compromised, I guess, because of their future voter ambitions. Again, it's hard for me to get my brain around that people would think this way. But more and more what the Democrats do, it is that diabolical. You know, their idea of a free America like the one that you and I grew up with is different, and growing different in light of what the left is doing with the Democratic Party, as you can tell. Anyway, stay with us. We've got Jenny Beth Martin coming up. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump telling GOP leaders he believes Republicans will take back the U.S. House in 2020, but they have to become, as he's been saying in recent days, the party of health care.
Essentially, what I'm saying is we're going to come up with a health care plan. We're not going to vote on it until after the election. We'll all promise it's going to be our first vote. Because we blew it the last time, man.
At the Republican Congressional Committee dinner, the president also joked about allegations from women being made against Joe Biden.
I was going to call him. I don't know him well. I was going to say, welcome to the world, Joe. You having a good time, Joe?
Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting two more women are making allegations of inappropriate conduct against Biden. It brings the total number of women making accusations against the former VP to four. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
For a comeback? Well, you better get activated, and this is why you need to listen up here. We got Jenny Beth Martin with us, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, people are freaking out. Donald Trump is serious about the border. All of a sudden, the big issue is, where do I get my guacamole, right?
that seems to be the concern, rather than what are we going to do to make sure that we address the opioid crisis and the children who are being sexually abused and exploited to allow adults to get into this country. It's absurd when you think about the real implication to human life versus avocados.
Yeah, and here it is. Secretary Nielsen last night brought up that what they're doing with some of these kids is I don't know, it's Rent-A-Kid or something, because they get it. They understand what the deal is if you come to the border and you got a kid, boy, that's a, you know, your 99% chance of getting into the country, it's in, you got a kid. So they bring the kid in, and then 20 days later or so, when they have to, let them free in the country, as if that makes sense, which still blows me away. I can't get my brain around the dislogic of that whole deal. Then the kid goes back across the border and he's rented out again. And that's what they're doing. They're recycling these kids. Is that amazing?
It is amazing. And, it's really very scary. And the people who, Look, I think that there are a lot of good people in our country who really are compassionate and care and don't want to see kids exploited and harmed. And I think that's part of the reason why they're concerned about the border, or they're also concerned and think that what the president is doing is wrong. What they may not understand is what the president is doing is trying to help prevent these kids from being exploited. The reason there's so many kids at the border right now is because our policies have gone so awry in America with bad judicial rulings that we're suffering the consequences from it.
Well, everybody, this is a lose-lose proposition. I mean, you get young girls turned in, they're sex trafficked. That is a heartbreak in and of itself for me, what's being done to these young kids. As you say, they're being used. You know, they're operate in the shadows. When you operate in the shadows, you can't rely on services. When you get in trouble, you can't call 911. You have to rely on local justice there in that particular zip code. And, you know, what we're setting up is all these mini no-go zones, like what happened in France, what's been happening in Germany. But, you know, Democrats cannot seem to reckon that. Reconcile that. All they can reconcile in their brain is that, look, we hate Trump and we want Trump and we're going to make it difficult for him and we can't give him a win. Well, this isn't about a Trump win. This is about the people's win. And it's really hard. I think it's very difficult for me, Jenny Beth, and I think for other people to understand that as you break this down, you say, really, the Democrats are so interested in votes that they will let illegals come in, you know, just for the sake of their electability? I mean, really, is this the bottom line of all this?
I think that it could be part of the bottom line. I don't even know, you know, that's a longer term goal for them, or even a mid-range goal. I think right now the more disturbing thing is they're okay with the people being exploited right now today if it buys them votes today from Americans.
Right.
They're not even worried about the future change electorally. They're worried about, hey, will I get reelected? Can I use this to bash the president so that people who want to resist the president will vote for me more? Rather than, oh my goodness, we're seeing abuse of human beings along our border, and they're being exploited, including children and women. And we have an opioid crisis across our whole country that's affecting every congressional district in the country. And instead of saying, hey, maybe we need to do something to address all this, they're just worried about resisting the president. It's a tragedy.
Well, and the thing that's laughable is on the 2020, you know, already 2020 campaign, all these candidates are going out there talking about unity. And everything they're doing is tribalizing, you know, America. It's setting everybody up in their respective areas because, you know, the fact of the matter is if anybody has studied socialism, what it's all about is that you break up, you know, you break up the individuals, you know, you break up the country. You don't allow them to unify. You give them a reason to be at each other's throats because then they're easier to manipulate. That is the format and pattern. And this is what's so dangerous because we see the forecast in this country. And, you know, and on one hand, they go out there on the campaign trail and they're talking about, oh, you know, I'm going to bring people together. How are you bringing people together right now? I mean, you are in, you know, whether it's Gillibrand or Elizabeth Warren, what are they doing to lead the charge in their respective positions to unify even their states, much less the country? But yet they say, look, I want to be president of the United States because I'm going to be the unifying factor. It's incongruous.
It is. It really is. And they're about personal gain, and they're about personal gain right now. And I understand that politicians are always going to do what is in their perceived best interest. The sad thing about it right now is that they're looking at what's best for them without looking at the consequences for the country, or for American citizens and citizens from foreign countries.
They're exactly.
Just looking at their own personal gain right now, and that is all.
And look what we've gone through, Jenny Beth, with the Mueller report. 675 days investigating, something like 67, all total, so far I say all total. It's more of a subtotal because the total is not on because some of the investigations are still going on. But, from last year, all the investigations, all the attorneys, everything that were involved with Mueller, the subpoenas, everything, I think Grover Norquist added up the number, $67 million. And 2.5 years of a country being distracted chasing windmills like Don Quixote as opposed to really doing the real job of government, right?
Right. That is exactly right. And they have chased that. They've done everything they can. And I think the most frustrating thing about what we've watched with Mueller and the way that the media and the left have reacted to the witch hunt against President Trump is that they did everything that they could to thwart a duly elected president. Mm. And they succeeded in thwarting his presidency for 2 years and 2 months. And that cannot be the standard going forward in our country. We elect presidents. We may not like the results of the election every time. There are going to be people who don't like the results. And you can work legislatively to make changes, but trying to just thwart the presidency and prevent anything from the president doing in the executive branch, I don't think that that is the standard the Democrats really want to set.
Well, you say you don't like the results, so if you don't like them now, if the Democrats get their way and they get rid of the Electoral College and it all goes popular vote, the bookend states of our country will be happy with it, but the flyover states will really be flyover and forgotten.
They will be. And I actually was talking to my daughter about this recently. She's taking a government class right now in school, and she was trying to understand the Electoral College. Why don't we all have equal votes? And I said, each person has a representative vote, like in the House of Representatives, we have representatives, but each state also has a vote, and that is to protect the states, the large states and the small states. And it's just something that young people don't quite understand, and that I don't even think it's just young people. Americans don't understand.
Well, they could look at California, Jenny Beth. I mean, why does California want to break up into six different states? Because they're malrepresented by Sacramento. And because they don't understand the interest, and they don't want to understand the interest of the farmer, for example, versus the city dweller of the state. Perfect case in point. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Thank you.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Ew, get the stinky dog.
dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, you've heard all about it, the Mueller report. Attorney General Barr's synopsis of it for Congress, talked about the fallout for Democrats, the media, all about this phony Russian collusion narrative. But, you know, with all the lies and everything else, who's going to hold them accountable? Of course, you even heard, was it Jake Tapper over the weekend? Well, you know, we didn't get it all wrong, you know. It was okay. I mean, they're already trying to rewrite history. But all that aside, what about the cost to taxpayers? We're here to tell us that it ain't cheap trying to take down an elected president is Grover Norquist. Grover is the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. Grover, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Well, very expensive. Take down elected president. I mean, this attempted coup, boy, they came very close to doing that.
I don't know how close they came. They kept talking about coming close. What was interesting is obviously they knew from the beginning that they were working with doctored
dossiers and
corrupted dossiers. That they kind of created themselves. They knew that, but maybe they thought, well, we created the smoke, but maybe there's still fire. But after they knew exactly that nothing was going on, they held this past the 2018 election in order to have a cloud over the president in the November 2018 election. So they won the House of Representatives with this phony investigation. They couldn't keep it going another 2 years, and they finally dropped it with as little noise as possible because they knew that the real story here was that they ran an investigation. People leaked out that, oh, we're going to indict bunches of people. Remember the former head of the CIA under the Democrats was telling people he knew there were going to be all these indictments, and all of those reporters said, we know that there was collusion because somebody had told them that. They had either leakers lied to them or the press lied or the CIA guy lied or both. $25 million was spent. $25 million taxpayer dollars was spent on the investigation of Mueller.
Yes.
Another $45 million in congressional investigations. But the other cost there is the opportunity cost.
Exactly.
We spent 675 days, where the press talked over that time, almost 2 years, 675 days, more than 1,100 Washington Post articles, almost 1,200 New York Times articles, over 2,000 CNN articles, over 4,000 MSNBC. So those four establishment news outlets alone, 13 news articles a day for 675 days, all about nothingness. Yeah. You know, imagining this, imagining that, everything that they talked about. Well, you know, so-and-so met somebody who was Russian. Well, that matters if the sentence continues and then something happened. But all they had was that somebody met somebody.
Yes.
And or somebody talked to somebody, or somebody might have met somebody, or somebody might have been in Czechoslovakia, all of which turned out to be not true in the sense that there was no collusion. Remember, this is not the first time that the Democrats and the establishment press have decided that a Republican stole the presidency. When Reagan was elected, all of these people were pushing the idea that Iran, that the Ayatollah Khomeini had, not Putin, this is the Ayatollah Khomeini,
yes, right, exactly,
he had wanted to elect Reagan. Okay, that it made sense, if you can imagine this, that the Ayatollah Khomeini ran a dictatorship in Iran in conflict with the United States, wanted the guy who was intending to double the American military budget, wanted the guy who was viewed as aggressive and scary to the Soviet Union, not the guy that they'd been pushing around for 3 years.
Exactly. Remember? Right.
This makes no sense at all, and yet for years they dragged that out as maybe Reagan cheated his way into the White House. Then we are told that George W. Bush stole the Florida election. It took them 2 years before the establishment press did their own, you know, investigation on top of all of the legal ones and pronounced, okay, it was a fair election and Bush did win. But for 2 years, they ran around saying Bush maybe is not really the president. Bush stole the election. And then for 675 days, the Democrats said, you know, Putin, if you can imagine this, the dictator of the Soviet Union, which has one product itself other than weapons, oil and natural
oil,
gas.
That's
energy.
Right.
Now, what did we know about President Trump? That he was going to expand fracking, that he was going to drill in federal lands, that he was going to drill offshore, that he wanted America to become energy dominant. And we now create more energy than Russia, than the Saudi Arabia. The price of energy is down from where it would be if we hadn't had aggressive fracking and hadn't had aggressive. And then we just decided to drill in Anwar, which is the size of all other Alaska fields ever before. Okay. So that keeps us going for the longest time into the future. The theory of the Democrats and CNN was that Putin wanted to elect the guy who would drop the price of oil and natural gas and bankrupt the Soviet Union. That makes sense to whom? This is nonsense.
Exactly.
And
right.
He didn't want Hillary Clinton, who you knew would be weak on defense, and it said that she wanted to destroy the American energy industry and have us operate with windmills.
And he had his way with her and the Obama regime prior to exactly the same thing as the Ayatollah with Carter. But now you've got Putin and Obama and Hillary. So we said from day one this didn't make sense. So why would that be? I mean, if he's going to push anything, he's going to put his finger on the lever for Hillary, not for Donald Trump.
And there was obviously no evidence that he did anything to help Trump.
Well, look how much money! Look how much money he spent. I mean, compared to what we spent researching all this. I mean, he spent penny loafer money, Grover. You know, on social media, he's not going to. You know, Hillary spent what, upwards of $1 billion for her campaign, and she couldn't move the needle because, you know, America operates on common sense and the message. Donald Trump had a message; she didn't, and the message always wins out. Because if you don't have a message, then you better have lots of money, and even with lots of money, she still couldn't convince enough people.
Yeah, no, and there was some Russian fiddling around on social media, but Facebook came and gave a presentation to us in D.C. Half the money was spent after the election, and two-thirds of the money was spent in California and Texas, two states that weren't in play. So a fraction of a fraction was spent in, like, Wisconsin, and there was a front-page article. You know, some of the Russian money was spent in Wisconsin, but they forgot to tell you, and the article was almost nothing. And if you're trying to use that to prove that they were focused on a swing state. First of all, the Democrats didn't consider it a swing state.
Right.
And two, the money was spent, much of it, after the election.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they were doing, they tried to test, see if they could mess around with us. Mm-hmm. But they were, it was both left-wing and right-wing messages that they were testing. It was mm-hmm. pro-Trump and anti-Trump. And half, again, after the election, and two-thirds was an uncontested state at all. So
mm-hmm.
What we do know is that they weren't trying to affect the election.
Right.
I don't know what they were trying to do, but it wasn't the election.
Right. Well, they were messing around with things because that's what they do. But, you know, Grover, to your greater point here, the resources that were lost, the time that was lost, mm-hmm. it's amazing that President Trump is able to do what he was able to do with his hands tied behind his back. You've got a resistance party of the Democrats doing everything they can to put a stick in his spokes as he rolls down the hill trying to get America back on track, to get us prosperous again, get America back to work. And what do we have the Democrats, you know, for? What can we be grateful to them for creating this delusion, this Russian delusion, a waste of time when we could have been focusing on health care and infrastructure and some other significant issues and policies that could help middle America? But no, they're just interested, as Lindsey Graham said, they're so interested in power. There is such a hunger and greed for power by the Democrats that they're willing to sell their very souls and even the soul of this country.
Oh, absolutely painful. That's 675 days, 13 news articles a day that weren't about the economic growth, that weren't mm-hmm. about the 5+ million people getting jobs, that weren't about the 7 million jobs that are open for fewer than 7 million people looking, the increase in wages, the increase particularly in wages of lower income people, and the fastest economic growth in the country seen in quite some time. People haven't heard about that, which is one of the reasons some people say, oh, we're not that excited about the tax cut. Well, I can tell you, somebody who talks about taxes, I've been on CNN very little during those 675 days. And one of the times they wanted to ask what I thought of Russia.
Right.
So the press was focused. They turned their back on what was happening in America in order to discuss their own fantasy life.
Right. Well, maybe you should have handled the taxes for Stormy Daniels. Maybe you'd have gotten a little bit of that Avenatti airtime. What do you think?
That's right. Maybe, what is it, Nike? Who was he trying to shake down for 25
Nike.
Million?
Nike.
Yeah, Nike, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the creepy porn lawyer is in a lot of trouble, as we know. Grover, as we wrap this up here, you know, what is it that you want people to do? I mean, there's a call to action here. We've got to do something. We cannot just sit there and let the Democrats beat us over the head and waste our money.
One, be sure you're registered to vote and vote. Talk to your kids, talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors. You may think that because you listen to talk radio and you pay attention to the news, that other people do as well. Some of them just get their information from looking at CNN headline news every once in a while, and they don't understand what's happening in America. So talk to your friends. Don't lecture them. Just talk to them. Ask them questions. When you know some interesting, you know, 6 million people got jobs since the president got elected, do they know that number? Sure.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow what's going on in this fight on for lower taxes, ATR.org is our website at Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org.
There it is. President of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, on Bill Martinez Live. As always, Grover, appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you.